The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yes! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holley, and Shannon Gross.
Thursday, you're looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas, where it is 69 degrees with a high of 81, a low of 67. Kurt, you're in that chair. You have pick up the slack.
He's Shannon. He's Nate. We got Chris in the back. Our man Jesse is out today. I am Kurt trying to...
Remember what Zaddy you're supposed to say?
Kurt.
Zaddy Kurt?
Yeah. God, what was it?
In Braille.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
People feel us when we...
This is how the boys talk equivalent.
Chris is... Chris's six-year-old does a better job
than
that.
He should have done it.
Well, he's at school today. So. I'll be joining them later.
Yeah, he got to do career day. Chris got to do career day for the third grader.
Oh, yeah?
Nice.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, how to explain to a third grader what a podcast is. Right.
I'll bet that.
Well, do the Hang With The Boys open.
Yeah.
Your son is joining in.
Zaddy Beam?
No.
Yeah.
For my daughter's class. That was,
okay,
yeah, that
for
works.
Your daughter.
She knows it too.
Yeah, she knows it too.
You need to record that. Can you imagine?
Yeah,
I bet that
in there.
I bet they know more than you think they do.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. Now that all these kids watching YouTube
all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's how we doing today. We good?
Good.
Got that fresh blood in the building. You smell it? Rookies rolling in today.
Now, speaking of fresh, you should be fresh. Tell us about your doctor's appointment.
We're going to get past that. I am so fresh. So, first off, thank you, Chris, for giving me the inspiration to go make sure my insides and outsides are good.
Right.
Chris is the main reason why he went and did it, so I was like, all right.
I pointed you in the right direction.
Right.
That's all I did.
I was like, okay.
You're beating around the bush. What medical procedure did you have?
I got the alien butt probe. I got a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
And for anyone that's putting it off, just go do it. It's easy. It's so easy. It's not bad. The worst is the prep the night before. And I got off easy. They didn't. So for
you got off real easy.
So easy. Like for some, you've done one. You've had one, right?
Yeah.
So
Well, you had little, I had a lot.
Yeah. I would not have wanted to been around you.
My house fumigated, man. All worms, rats, everything just left the crib.
It's like that first cold front that comes
in. My wife's like, we ain't got to call the exterminator. You just cleaned the crib out.
Oh, my
Even the dog stayed in the house.
Like, looking at you like, what is wrong with you? Like when winter comes and you live in the country, all the roaches and rats come inside. They did the opposite.
Yeah.
So everybody said the worst part is going to be the prep. What they call the bowel prep, right? And you have to drink this awful tasting liquid, and then, you know, an hour or two later, you're nonstop going to the bathroom. For some reason, my prep wasn't covered. So I called my doctor, and they're like, oh, you know, just tell them put it back on the shelf, and you okay with taking pills? I'm like, yeah. Sounds like a win-win.
Yeah.
Don't have to drink the nasty
stuff. No, and it's over in like 12 minutes. So I had to take a pill a minute for 12 or 15 minutes.
Right.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, and I had to do it twice. And I took them, and I was like, this isn't doing it. In about 2 hours, I was good. And then, the crappy part was I had to wake up at 3:30 in the morning and do it again.
Oh.
And then I was like, do I go back to bed and take a chance of –
yeah.
Doing something in the bed by accident.
Right.
So I risked it. I went to bed and then I got up.
Lay on the towel.
Yeah. Should have. No. Everything was fine. And I went in the next morning and, you know, the hardest part's the IV.
You just knock you out
and you wake up and thought I'd be sore or something. Nope. All good. So, and I'm good.
Yeah.
Everything checked
out. Cleared?
I was completely expecting polyps because I have a family history of that. And nothing. So, and as bad as I eat and everything, my insides are
Tony Pollitt.
You're thin and healthy.
You expected Tony to come out. Tony Pollitt, I thought he had left.
I'm still waiting on Tony Pollard to come out after 2 days of clean eating. But I think I'm telling y'all before the show, I think I'm going to fast and do nothing but clear liquids like once a month. I feel like it was good for me to kind of cleanse. And I don't know how Jesse does it
for a month. That's crazy.
Because I was fine until the morning after. You have to not eat for a day and a half. Mm-hmm. I was starting to get really weak. You know, just that one day. So I can't imagine Jesse doing that for a month, man. All the respect in the world to him for doing that. So, all right, enough about my butt.
Oh, all right.
Thanks for bringing that up, Nate.
But I love it.
If you're putting it off and you need to do it and you haven't done it, this is your sign. Just go do it. It's super easy, and it gives you peace of mind and lets you rest easy for
five to 10 years.
5 to 10 years, depending on what. And it's super simple, and you're in and out, and you get to take the day off or most of the day off and have you a little nap. And I probably screwed up, and they said you can eat anything you want, and I went and got a big old plate of barbecue and all the sides, and that's probably going to come back to haunt me here.
Yeah, it'll come back eventually, for sure.
Anyway, all right, football.
Football.
Rookies are in the building.
They are. They show up today getting helmets fitted and tested and do whatever else they do.
And then they practice tomorrow?
Yeah, I think they're on the field tomorrow and Friday. Is that right, Chris? On the field tomorrow and Saturday.
Yeah, tomorrow and Saturday they're on the field.
And a lot of them will be signing and getting their checks. So a lot of them will be looking for a little direct deposit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, first big paycheck.
Yeah. So you probably know this more than I do. Chris, you may know this too. Mm-hmm. I know back probably 5 or 10 years ago, you know, Jesse speaks to the rookies that come in sometimes. Yes.
I think he's doing it on Saturday, actually.
Is he doing Saturday?
Yeah, he told me he's doing it on Saturday.
And a lot of guys, you think about it, all they've done is played football their whole life. They haven't really had jobs. They haven't had, you know, income. Now, it's different now probably with NIL stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, they have to teach some guys, like, how to set up a checking account, how to use, you know, how to manage your money, how to use a credit card, how you do all this stuff, the things that you just take for granted. Do they still do that? Is that still part of their training process, or is everybody now with NIL and everything, everybody just kind of knows what's going on?
They're more acclimated now.
Yeah.
I mean, kids, they don't know about cash. So everything is about a card. So these kids got an idea of what's going on. They got a great idea. You don't have to be an athlete nowadays. You probably send it to your daughters, your sons. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My kid will tell you, well, send it to this and send it to that. No, son, I send you a check overnight. Yeah. You can do what you want with it.
I give my kids cash. They go to the bank and put it in the bank so they can use their card for it.
Yeah, so they know. So it's hard. These kids are so up on technology.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, it ain't that they smart. It's just that their friends doing it, and they just catch on, and their friends show them, they catch on. They're in a different world. Now, does that mean that somebody's not going to get caught for speeding, or somebody's not going to do something silly? That's still going to be a part of us. That's when they need Jesse to go over there and say, look here, man. I know when you was at Bama, you was at Florida A&M. I know this was this and this and this, but this is a whole different world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is going to be 24/7, whole different world.
Yeah, it's all day.
Yeah.
I mean, the NIL stuff is definitely coming, but a lot of these guys still, small school, undrafted free agent, they're not, you know, this is all big money for them.
Yeah. And it always amazes me, you know, and this is a lot of different walks of life, how you go from, you know, musicians are like this too. At least it used to be. Now with TikTok and everything, you can have a hit song, like, you know, from your basement, right? Yeah. But how you go from you're the best at peewee, right? And then you go to junior high, and then you're in with the bigger fish, right? Mm-hmm. And then if you're still the best there, then you go to the bigger pond, and you're in high school, and then you go to college, and each level it's getting more and more competitive, and you're not quite as big of a fish as you were. And then this is the ultimate one, right?
Yeah.
So I saw some graphic that they showed, I think at the rookie symposium, where it's like 0.02% of every person that plays high school sports actually makes it to the league. And then when you make it, you know, your average life expectancy of career is, you know, 3 years or less.
I have all that, actually.
Do you pull that up in the next segment? Let's read that out. Because it always amazes me, like, the progression of how you don't really know until you get in it how good you're going to be at the next level, right? Until you get up there. Because you can say he's a five-star recruit and out of high school, and then you get to college, and then you don't pan out. And then you can say, hey, he was a stud in college, and then you know how it is. The draft is hit or miss. It always just that mentality of, like, resetting at each level, like –
resetting and understanding what go injury to somebody or to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do the coach really love you? Like, this is so disheartening to find out that a coach got fired by the Carolina Panthers. He wanted the kid in Texas, down with the Texans.
Wow,
Frank got fired. He put everything he had into the kid in Texans. The owner wanted the kid from Bama.
Mm-hmm.
The kid down in – so Frank got fired. He was saying, yeah, well, y'all see. Well, now, we're not saying the kid with the Panthers is not going to be a great quarterback.
Yeah.
But we know if you put this kid around some talent. So it's just so many things that plays into it. You can be on the field this day just using Mozzie. Something can click in Mozzie's head, and all of a sudden, because they love him, he got that chance.
Yeah.
But what if last year, everybody like, this dude is a bust. Now you get a new coach in, Zim saying, I ain't with this
kid. Same my guy, yeah.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you drop down, and he get Rodgers, the new rookie, seventh-round pick, all the reps,
yeah.
And throw this kid into a funk. I'm not saying that can't happen, but it's just so many things that go into it, the luck, the injuries, being in the right place at the right time, having the right coach to stand up on the desk for you. It's just so many things that go into it. And the more you get into it, you'll find out that the leeches get bigger.
The leeches?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and no, starting with your family.
Yeah.
Starting with your family. The friends come out of the woodwork. The enemies even turn out to like you. The girl that you always wanted gonna show up.
Start being nice again.
So
is that what? Because you came from a small school, A&M. I mean, was it kind of like overwhelming, or
for me?
Did you experience all that with family and friends and everything?
What was overwhelming for me was not being exposed to the NFL nuances of the playbook. You line up over me in college, a little bit to the inside, a little bit to the outside, I had you. You line up over me in the pros, you move a little bit to the outside, the whole play could change. Okay. You move a little bit to the inside, the whole play could change. You pray it don't, but it could change. The quarterback can come to the offensive line and change the protection, the play, and everything. We didn't do that in college. We ran the play. And at FAM, we ran the play. You know, it wasn't no check with me's. When I got to the Washington Commanders, who was Redskins at that time, and Joe Theismann with the hard count, and then I had to play it. I had to remember. I was jumping offside so bad until Coach Gibbs called me in his office and said, son, we really like you. We really want you to be here. Get in your playbook. And I'm telling him, Coach, I'm in the playbook. It's brother Theismann that's throwing me off. It's Joe that's throwing me off. And Joe like, Nate, everybody loved me.
Yeah.
But I was just not aware of the little nuances of a playbook, snap count, how the quarterback can project his voice and do different things. It took me a couple of years even with Troy.
What was that?
Yeah.
Because going to the USFL, is that where you kind of learned that?
I started learning a little bit.
Yeah.
But it wasn't hard because we had great talent with the Tampa Bay Bandits. We were lighting folks up. I mean, we had a great pass protection. It was simple. But when I got to the Cowboys and Coach Landry it took normally a guy 2 years just to learn his offense and his defense. Mm. So you can imagine, I'm like, okay, I made it this year, luckily. I'll be cut next year because I just ain't going to learn this playbook. Then all of a sudden, Coach Landry leaves, and they simplify everything.
Oh, okay.
And then when Norv Turner got here, it got so simple, so I couldn't mess up.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I couldn't mess up. I had Stepnoski on one side and Tournay on the other. Man, I was living in I was in a different world.
Did you know, fun fact for the day, did you know that Joe Theismann and Drew Pearson played on the same high school football team?
Yeah, I did a documentary on Drew Pearson.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They called him Theismann back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the whole
He was a senior when Drew was a sophomore, I think.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until last year, I think.
I think Drew's first high school catch was a 60-yarder from Joe Theismann.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just – I'm telling you, man, it's just so much that goes. And then the one drawback that I always have here with the Dallas Cowboys is Tyler Guyton, if not careful, can lose his way. And it will have nothing to do with his football ability. Mm-hmm. It'll have something to do with us as fans and as media telling him how great he is because he just had a good – a halfway decent training camp.
And think so? Really?
Yeah. I just want kids to learn to focus. The kid that plays for the San Antonio Spurs who just won the Rookie of the Year.
Wiyamba.
Yes. He said, I am so fortunate to be in this position, and I have so much more to learn and to give. When I heard that kid say that, but that's because he's in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. That's because of the coaches that he have. That's going to make him learn to be a complete basketball player. I want somebody to get on Guyton. I want somebody to get on BB. Help them be complete football players first before we start with the brand. It seems like the brand always jumps our players, and they forget that it's some work need to be done and to be earned. That's what I'm hoping we can – Jesse can – put that in his speech, I hope.
At this point, are they having any interaction with veterans? Like, the veterans are here working out, but do they keep them kind of separate?
Nah. We all in the same locker room. We one team.
Okay.
Now, you may have your rookie deal where the first year guys and some of the injured guys go, but you're together.
So Martin's hopefully already kind of helping those
guys.
Yeah,
I'm hoping. Now, do they have a rookie locker room over there and a veteran locker room?
I think it depends, Chris. You can probably speak to this, but it depends on where you were drafted, if you were drafted. Yeah. There's like a back.
It's an overflow. It's an overflow.
Yeah.
I think they put the rookies all in the back one.
They do? Until they make the team?
Until they make the team, they bring them. Because there's 90 guys on the roster right now. So they bring some.
We'd have been back in the old day. You know, spend a first-round pick. That left tackle would have been sitting in somebody's locker.
Yeah, you're sharing
with you.
Locker,
yeah, sharing locker. Like, hey, boy.
Hey, bro, can I get my underwear?
At
Valley Ranch, you walk in and you have your name next to someone else's name in the same locker.
Yes.
You get the left side, I get the right side.
Right side. And especially that breeds competition.
Oh, yeah.
I'm up there smelling your dirty jock. You smelling mine. Somebody got to own this whole locker.
Somebody got to be the alpha. Which one is it, right?
Yeah. I just want these guys, because what is the knock on us? We're not physical.
Yeah.
We're not mean. We're not tough. And that comes because guys don't see the big picture. They don't see how hard it is. I mean, I don't know.
We're looking at the depth chart here. Is it the official depth chart, Chris?
Yes, sir. This is the closest you're going to get.
I mean, it's pretty close. Yeah, I wouldn't say.
Okay.
This is the closest. It's going to change.
There's no official depth chart right now. Right. So that is off of a website that keeps up with the depth charts. So let's just say
And they're about the best at it.
And they're pretty good at it, yes.
All right. Well, there's a couple of things that jump out to me on this. Let's talk about that and more stuff when we come back. Football stuff, not butt stuff when we come back on Hanging with the Boys.
Like big guys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls. With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they make just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't-been-here-in-years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Boys.
Welcome back to the second segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com. Thank you, Blockchain.com. And we're talking football. We're going to take a look at the depth chart here in a second. There's something else I want to ask Nate about football-wise. And then, we'll talk some other things. But first, Chris sent me this thing we were talking about a while ago. So This really puts it into perspective. I saw it in a graphic, but this is kind of the text version, so I'll read it to you guys. So there are just over 1 million players at the high school level in the U.S. playing football. Of those million, 73,712 make it to the NCAA level. That's just 7% of the whole overall talent pool.
Right.
At any one time, just over 16,000 are draft eligible, which is only 1.6%. Of that 7.3%, right? Mm-hmm. Then only 259 players will be drafted. That's 0.016% of the draft eligible NCAA pool. And then out of that, you make it 0.016, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then if you make it, only 30% of those will make it on an NFL roster and actually make the final cut. So when you start talking about different levels, and then you think about, you know, when you start playing peewee, like everybody plays, and then, you know, just it's unbelievable. And when you see that stat in a graphic, it's just like, holy cow, your odds of making, like literally winning the lottery is a better.
Thank you.
Better study.
Yeah.
Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't bank on that.
There's other careers in the NFL, just letting y'all know.
Yeah. 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 Be a video guy. Ask Chris. It's a long, long.
Or a writer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ask Kurt.
Sure. Nate, how many, before we look at the depth chart, how many guys do you think are in the right place? If you have elite talent, let's just say an Aaron Rodgers, right? Or a Peyton Manning. That's next level. Yeah. That's going to come out. Yeah. Or like a Michael Parsons. You're going to put them on the field and they're going to create. Just through sheer physical ability, they're going to wind up getting a starting job no matter what.
Right.
But you can even argue like a Tom Brady was in the right system at the right time and was able to develop into what he developed into. And if he would have been somewhere else, he may have never even got a shot to be on the field. Look at Dak. Three guys had to go down in front of him before he even was able to get on the field, and he's been a starting quarterback in the league forever. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes – I mean, there's probably guys that just never got a chance in the right system that could have been maybe an elite quarterback. It was just the timing, the system, the coaching, somebody to believe in them.
Yes, sir.
Like, all that's got to fall in place, too, even when you make a roster, right? Like, there's no telling how many guys have been like a – let's just say, you know, let's take Mozzie, not picking on Mozzie, but last year – he didn't get the opportunity because of whatever reasons, right?
Right.
If he's in a different system in another city on another team, hell, he could have started the whole year and then developed into, you know, like that's a crapshoot too, right? Like how many guys do you think just don't get a fair shot because of one reason or another that could have been great?
It's always going to be a coach.
Like you.
Yeah, it's always going to be a coach that's going to stand up on the table for you. Now you got to have a we have a coordinator and a head coach that's willing to listen. And when that opportunity comes, that kid's got to take advantage of it. You know, first round picks, they're gonna get all the chances. Second round picks, half of that. Third round picks, a third of that. Fourth round picks, whatever. And that's when it takes that coach that stood up on or that scout. Let's say Will McClay loves a fourth round pick. Man, okay, he dropped. We're picking him here. Some guys will say, we are picking this guy. And everybody, oh, okay, you know, this is what you like. This is what you believe. Now when he gets here, you got to some way convey to this kid, look at here, man. You need to be in your playbook so when your opportunity come, you can be who we need you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all like at the beginning of the show, and as you stated now, somebody has to believe in you, but more importantly, you got to believe in yourself. And when that time comes, you got to step up. You can't let them down. Now, do you have to have perfect preseason games? No. Do you have to have good practices? Yes. You have to continue to show them and have them believe, okay, he just need a little bit of time to develop. Maybe the game is a little too big for him right now. So we can work with him. We can put him on the practice squad, or we can slowly elevate him into, by the end of the year, as one of the 53 men on the roster. It's just got to be someone that believes in you. The first-round pick, Guyton, BB, and the defensive guy that they pulled in here, they're going to get their shots. Right. First, second, and third round, they're going to get their shots. And the Cowboys are notorious for believing in their draft picks. So their draft picks going to get optimal chances to be who they need to be. Now, can they keep them focused and going in the right direction is the big issue.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, we're just seeing it, like you said, you just look at the quarterbacks in Houston and Carolina, what they're going through right now.
Yes.
If they'd been switched, would we all be talking about, he's slipping my mind, but the kid from Carolina now, you know?
Yeah.
Richardson.
No.
The brother from Alabama. I can't think of his name.
I'm losing it too.
Yeah, he
Houston,
got beat
you know?
To death.
Oh, yeah.
Or you mentioned Manning. I mean, you look back to the 70s. If Archie Manning had been on the Cowboys and not the Saints,
right,
he might be the guy we're in the Hall of Fame, you know?
Yep.
The thing that's amazing is, and I think coaches are more so doing it now than when I came through, the smart teams always drafted quarterbacks that fit into their system. The teams that wasn't so smart always tried to get the best available player and stick it into that system, mm-hmm. and it didn't fit.
Yeah.
So a lot of times you have to be fortunate. Like Tom Brady hooked up with with the New England Patriots. Everything was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I don't know how true this is, but New England wasn't really that interested in him, but it was a guy inside the Patriots organization that just argued every round for this kid.
Really?
Tom Brady, he argued every round. Till they said, okay.
Shut up. We'll get it.
We got it.
And that dude's got a job for life anywhere he goes.
But you know what I'm saying? It was a guy, John Wooten, personnel guy for the Dallas Cowboys, years ago when I was here. He stood up on the table for Eric Williams.
Mm.
I mean, he wanted Eric. Second, third round, they're like, nah. When he got to, I think, the fourth round, he like, fellas, don't do this. Don't do this. Let's get this guy. You know what I'm saying? And 2 years later, Eric was the best offensive lineman in the league. Till he hit that wall, he was Hall of Fame bound. And, man, just somebody believing in you. But Eric was, you know, he was ready. Eric was ready. I mean, this dude was, he was different.
Bryce Young's who we were talking about.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
How, that's what I tell people, how quickly 0 points, he a first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
First player pick, wasn't he?
Yeah.
How quickly we forget because the success isn't there yet. Mm-hmm. Now they have to find a coach. More importantly, a quarterback coach that understands who he is and mm-hmm. what he does best. You know, Frank had that thing right for what that kid was in the Texans. He didn't have it right for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That always just blows my mind how you know, how your career and then your career turns into the history of the team and then the history of the league, how all that can just change.
Flip.
If you have the
Troy Aikman to tell you quick.
Yeah.
He'll tell you quick from I don't even want to get into Dave. I don't want to get into his multiple offense that did not work. Come on, man.
So you got everywhere you went, everybody liked you and wanted you to succeed, right?
Yes.
So question for you. You created your own opportunity, right? Because you didn't get drafted. You bounced around a little bit. Everybody liked you and they wanted. Did they like you because of physical ability or your attitude ability and your personality? Yeah, did that give you opportunities? Being a fun guy that people wanted around as a teammate, did that open up doors for you to get to where you needed to be physically?
This is what I did not realize until I was out of the league. I didn't know. Y'all rarely ever hear me say this, and you probably won't hear me say it for a long time. I did not know how good I was. And I was just that guy that just played. They're like, hey, man, that's such and such. I'm like, I'm going to block him. And I wind up blocking him. You know, but then two plays later, I jump offside. They be like, yo, this dude can do the job. What's the problem? And like I said, it was a lack of experience of being exposed to a playbook, no good study habits, none of the things it take to be a professional athlete. Mm-hmm. And so I learned that late in the league. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was always that guy that, you know, had that ability, had that talent, but just didn't know how to be a professional about it.
Didn't you say Randy White kind of stood up for you?
Randy White stood up for me. Ed Tuttle Jones stood up for me. You know,
some good guys to have in the corner there.
Yeah. And then, you know, I remember the media like, you know, told Jimmy, y'all keep this dude? You know, and see, the media don't have the power it had back. The media had the power to get rid of you back when I came along, Coach Landry era. But that changed when Jimmy come. Jimmy like, nah, y'all don't dictate this. You know, y'all, you know, we like the big guy. You know, we like the fat guy. Y'all want to call it that? We like the fat guy. You know what I'm saying? So I've been blessed, man. Uh-huh. That's how I tell people, because I did everything in my power to derail my career. I did everything in my power to derail my career. That's why it's hard for me to get on kids. Like this kid for Kansas City, I'm just praying somebody can get to him. Yeah. Please help this kid.
Which one?
The wide receiver that won you know, allegedly did this and running 100 miles down the highway. Please, somebody grab this kid and tell him, bro, you finna mess up a world of things. Yeah.
No, I didn't see the new one.
Yeah.
Fighting a club.
Yeah. So I'm like, whoa. I'm serious. I mean, it's so hard for me to say, man, just get rid of the dude. I'm like, because if we'd have had this him, thank you, God.
And you know what? We're talking about coaches and being in the right system. It just takes, on the flip side of that, on a personal level, it just takes that one, like you had Charles.
Yeah.
That might have flipped your whole career around.
Yeah, it
did. Right?
It was a big part of it, yes.
And if you just have one person that can get to you and
help you.
Like, hey, we might not need to go to the club tonight. Let's go do this.
Randy White told me. Because I liked to drink at the time, and I noticed my game started suffering. I said, "Well, Randy, how do you do the job?" I went to drink. Randy, look here, man. I like drinking. I like partying. How do you get yourself ready during the week? Because I know Randy liked to power drink a few too. Mm-hmm. He said, "Nate, Thursday night is your last night drinking." I'm like, "What?" He said, "Listen to me. Thursday night is your last night drinking. You're going to drive on Friday and Saturday, and Sunday you're going to ball. Then Monday, go at it. Tuesday, go at it. Wednesday, go at it. Thursday, go light, and then Friday, nothing. Saturday, and man, that was another big change for my career. Uh-huh. Just simply the days that I chose to drink and not drink.
Just one conversation with Randy White, and that changed probably your trajectory, huh?
Yeah, and then Charles came in and got my conditioning right.
Yeah.
And not only did he tell me what time to meet, he would meet me here, him and Tony Tolbert. So I had people help me along the way. Troy, I'm sorry I never got the snap count right. But
oh, well, good stuff, man. That's. I mean, it's just crazy how little decisions and little people coming through your life at the right time just can either derail you or you know, send you on a better trajectory. So, all right, let's talk about this depth chart when we come back for the final segment of Hanging with the Boys. We'll be right back.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection, and sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to dallascowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. How's that free membership coming?
I'm working on it. I talked to Nikki the other day.
Yeah, I know you told me that last time.
No, I was.
I need some action, Chris. Come on, let's go.
He's all cleaned out. He's
I'm ready to go. I'm lighter. Light on my feet.
You can ask Kurt. He was up there when I was talking about it. So
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
Speaking of quarterbacks in the right places, happy birthday to Trey Lance today.
Happy birthday, Trey Lance. There you go. What an interesting signing and you know.
Interesting is a good word.
Interesting. Interesting what's going to happen at the quarterback position, too, because if they don't get a deal done by the season, are they going to let Dak hit the free agency market? Are we prepared as fans for that to happen?
I don't know. I mean,
Stephen, half the world is.
I'm telling you, I've
never seen more of a divided fan base when it comes to your starting quarterback. That's a top 10 quarterback that's willing to let him walk and not know what else is out there. Come on. I mean, do y'all feel the same way? If we get to the season, this deal's not done. Do you think it's and if I'm Dak, I'm like, let me hit the market, please.
It only goes up the longer they wait.
Let me hit the market. I'm not in any hurry. I'm good.
Steven said the other day that they're still a priority and they want to get a deal done. So I don't know. I don't know what the they apparently are talking. So
How serious are they talking? What do y'all think? What's your gut feeling? You think they're going to get a deal done?
I think they'll get signed.
I'm asking the guru back there, Christopher.
Yeah, what do you think? What's your thoughts, Chris?
Crispy connected. What do you think, Chris?
Sorry. What were you guys saying?
we were just talking about Dak's contract and wondering if there's a possibility they let him hit the market as a free agent, which if you're him, you
have to be ready for it.
Right. But do you think they'll get a deal done? Steven said that they're talking, they're trying to figure it out. But if I'm Dak, I want to hit the market. I'm like, yeah, my price just went up probably 40% if I hit the market. Do you think they'll get a deal done by the time the season starts?
I mean, if you listen to Steven in the pre-draft press conference, he basically said that, like, it's not the Cowboys just reaching out. They both have to try to talk. Does that make sense? So yeah. I think that's in the CD case and in the Dak case, they have to talk. And I think that was the biggest thing is they have to communicate and see what they both want, you know?
You know what didn't happen, right?
What's that?
And I'm just throwing numbers. I do not know the numbers, people. Please do not quote me. I'm just throwing a CD. These people probably call and say, hey, we want 25 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mr. Jones will say, we'll get back to you. And then Dak will say, what the last guy got paid? I want that plus 5%.
Mm-hmm. And then Micah's agent's probably going, hey, don't forget, we're coming up here soon. Yeah, exactly. So this is our number. So.
Yeah, so they like, Mike, we ain't going to worry about you. Franchise, sorry, you already take care of.
I think it's the CD contract is interesting because a lot of people say you're kind of waiting on what Justin Jefferson gets, right?
Yeah.
The thing is Justin Jefferson and CD Lamb are both with CAA, so they're with the same group, not the same agent, but the same group. So they kind of know what they both are negotiating with. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Meanwhile, these other wide receivers are just bumping the price up more and more.
I know.
Kid from Detroit just signed,
My thing is, what's your priority?
I think it's more closer to 30, by the way, guys.
What's your priority? Is it CD or is it Dak?
Mm-hmm.
I would say CD.
You know, because you got the fifth year already. They already exercised the fifth year on Michael, right?
Yes.
So they kind of breathing easy. Like you either accept or you don't. Boom, we got you on the fifth year. But with CD and Dak, who you valuing? You know, I don't think now Mr. Jones has the right as his team to say, well, we got the piece of the pie, we're gonna cut. These boys are gonna take some chunks. You know, you're gonna go to the refrigerator like, who ate half the pie? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if the CD deal doesn't get done, you can franchise him.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Now, you can't franchise Dak because he has a no franchise in his contract. You can't franchise
him. And no trade, too, right?
And no trade as well. So,
interesting.
You know, you think that they're going to go to the same guy you went to see about the rear end, the cop?
Might need to.
Because Dak got a bit.
Tell you what, this team would look a lot different because everybody would be cleaned out. Team would look completely different. You thought the offseason was some drastic changes.
I mean, Tyler Guyton, you are not even worth talking about. BB, you're not. We're talking about money now, bro.
Man.
We're supposed to be talking about these kids.
It's going to be so interesting. Like, I don't know if I'm ready for it. I don't know if our fan base is ready. They think they're ready, but I don't know if they're ready.
The thing that hurts Dak is called playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep saying this, you can't tell me where a quarterback ranks and not put a, I don't know what the word is, but you got to preface it. Great regular season quarterback does not translate to a great postseason quarterback. Which would you rather have?
Right.
And you can't preach, we are the Dallas Cowboys. We win Super Bowls. My kid is the same, 30 years old, and he ain't seen the Super Bowl since Papa. So stop. You preaching two different things. If you're gonna give a kid $50 million, it gotta be at least an NFC Championship game in us somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You pay Dak what you want, but I know he hasn't done anything in the postseason that says $50 million. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
If you're gonna talk about elite quarterbacks, he is a top 10 quarterback. Is he a top 10 quarterback because it ain't but four or five real guys that can get to the Super Bowl? Is he a top 10 quarterback pushing to get into that elite status? So you got to make up your mind. Minnesota cut ties with Kirk Cousins because they're like, this is who this guy is.
Right. He can get us there. But
he can get us to the first round. But second round, third round, it ain't happening. And it's only four or five guys that can put you in that elite status. One day, and I hope we all still working here, one day they're going to stop paying quarterbacks. Hmm. One day they're going to say, you know what? I'm not going to give you I'm not going to give you $60 million. I got a system here with a bunch of great players around you. Brock Purdy is that guy. And this is how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know?
And I think that's a great point because I think, at least the way it feels to me, is this year's playoffs, the way they lost was like a different mentality. It was like, that's when the conversation started. That's when I felt like it was like, are we re-signing Dak? Like, you know, the way you – like, if you would have got there and you would have fought and it would have been like, you know, a turnover here, a turnover there, and, you know, the ball bounced around. Right. But the way you lost and your team looked out of sync and you didn't look – you're right. That's a wait a minute. Okay, we're getting there, but we're not getting over the hump. Is it better just to kind of shift gears and go a different
direction? 8 years.
You know?
It's 8 years. It's 8 years, fellas.
He is what he is by now.
Yes. And
which I don't know the answer. Like, I love Dak and I see both sides.
See, the thing about it is, it's only one thing you can ever say about Dak, and it's the worst thing. What is he going to do in the postseason?
Mm-hmm.
You know this kid going to do the right things. Right. He's going to lead his team.
The work ethic's
gonna be
there. The mentality is there.
All he need, and I'm telling folks, all he need is to play in the NFC Championship game.
And he's good.
Yeah, because now you have felt all the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And the Super Bowl is the cream, baby. That's the icing.
One more game.
Yeah. So, you know. And like I try, like me and Jesse go back and forth. If you could ever get to an NFC Championship game, and because that is the ultimate pressure. That is the ultimate.
The regular season's like, oh, that's easy.
Man,
First round, that's easy.
For real,
second round,
because you see how Kansas City done it.
Yeah,
they've reached it almost every kind of way.
They have that extra gear when they get there.
New England.
It's like watching the NBA playoffs. We just gonna get there. Yeah. And then when we get there, then it's go time.
Unless you run into the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Right. Oh, wow. Hey, Chris, do we have somebody after us today?
You do.
I never got to your depth chart, man.
Yeah, we
go. I don't see him out there.
So. Okay, just real quick. Here's some things that jumped out to me.
Okay.
They have Zeke listed as, and this is all speculative, right? It's not an official depth chart,
not
but
official.
They have Zeke listed as your number one running back. Which
seniority
does that surprise you a little bit?
No. Seniority. He's the smartest guy. The system hasn't changed. Rico Dowdle can easily be that guy that carries the ball one game 20 times as well as Zeke. I'm telling you, McCarthy's been down this road before. He's been down this road. He know how to use everybody the right way and not harm nobody for his too many carries or putting them in a bad situation.
And then Marquise Bell, they still have him listed as linebacker. Do we think that'll change?
He'll be a nickel linebacker. The new kid on the block is going to be that. That's Eric Kendrick. Yeah, you know, Eric Kendrick is your linebacker, your middle linebacker.
Him and they have Damone listed as your two starters.
I would go very slow with him. I would not rush him back so quick. And I'm glad Kendrick is there to give him that chance to slowly come back into this mix.
They only have two linebackers listed on the depth chart, two positions.
Yeah.
Weak side and middle.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah, these days you only play two linebackers.
Because you don't run enough. See, that Sam used to be that strong, bulky linebacker, not as athletic as everybody else, because you'll put him on your tight end and they'd be fighting and battling. But now you put a little fat Sam on top of one of these tight ends, now they'll run past him so quick.
And then a couple more. Cooper Beebe listed as your backup center.
That's going to be a dogfight.
Watch that in training camp.
That's going to be a dogfight. Every chance they get, they're going to be trying to put that kid at center.
Sounds like Hoffman's got some
Hoffman's got some dog in him, man. Hoffman got some dog in him now. He can get tossed up out of the house, but he coming back. You know, he like Roadhouse. You may cut old Patrick Swayze, but he gonna sew it up and come right back at you.
And then
Dalton rather.
Cowboy fan, sorry, Deuce Vaughn is your third running back.
That was a little bit surprised. They got Asim Richards as a guard. He was a tackle, drafted as a tackle.
Who is that,
Asim
brother?
Asim Richards.
Yeah,
he
guard.
He was a rookie tackle last year.
You know Awesome Richards?
Awesome, sorry.
Yeah, they put it wrong in here. This kid, that's why I want to talk to Coach. What happened? This kid had a nice preseason last year and just fell off the map. You know, T.J. Bass stayed pretty strong, but he fell off the map. And
And lastly, but not least, Cooper Rush is your backup quarterback.
Mm. Have no problem with it.
No surprise there.
Have no problem with it.
Fellas, great show. I know we got derailed on our run of show, Kurt. We started going down rabbit holes with Nate. It's which good. Is
nah, you rabbit hole. You got a real rabbit hole.
Kurt, good seeing you, Nate. Seeing you. You look great again. You look healthy. You look happy.
You do.
Yeah. You're mobile. You were out here doing exercises after the last show.
Yeah.
Your lateral mobility is unmatched right now.
Yeah. I'm gonna get into the training camp, man. I'm gonna try to help Coach out. I'm gonna be over there with him. He may not want me helping him, but I'm gonna be. I'm not going to Charles Haley him.
You're not?
No, I'm not going to MF and son of a. kids deserve better than that.
All right, Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. What's your partner's name in the back?
Josh.
Thanks for keeping us on the air.
And the lady with the green hair.
Jasmine, thanks for keeping Chris company. We have had a great time. We went way over. Sorry, ladies, for the next show. We're behind, but, you know, stay tuned.
You got to do the Jesse.
We out.
We out.
Bye.
We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!